The Chatterbox Constitution. The Constitution was last revised in March 2012. The previous chair, Paul White, noted that it needed a review, and three members of the committee have proposed changes. The changes will only be accepted if 75% of those present at the AGM on 15th of March 2023, plus those having placed their proxy vote, vote in favour. These are the main proposals. 1. The current definition of membership of the association is now too vague. It is not workable because we do not have the names and addresses of all those who are, quote, in receipt of Norwich Talking newspaper recordings, end quote, and does not allow an accurate calculation of the number of members or the correct quorum at the AGM. A new, tighter definition is proposed. All active volunteers and Chatterbox listeners using memory sticks or our smart speakers will all continue to be members. 2. The distinction between management team and operational management team will be removed, and the number of positions that must be appointed annually by the committee will be reduced. 3. We've been temporarily allowed by the Charity Commission to hold the AGM in person or electronically during the COVID pandemic. This will now become a permanent option. 4. Although the current constitution makes a reference to proxy votes, the process involved is unclear. The process will be clarified, and it will be confirmed that proxy votes can count towards a quorum. 5. The arrangements for check signatories will be made slightly more flexible. And 6. We will now have the option to vest our property in the official custodian for charities rather than in the names of committee members. This will be a simpler and cheaper process. In addition, there are some minor editorial changes. The proposed changes have been approved by the committee and by the Charity Commission. Now, here is the full resolution that will be put forward for consideration at the March 2023 AGM. This meeting hereby resolves to amend the Chatterbox Constitution as approved on 23rd of March 2012 as follows. Paragraph 3A to read, membership of the association shall be available A. automatically to those people with a visual or associated disability in regular direct receipt of the weekly Chatterbox Talking newspaper recordings, or who listen to these using smart speakers or other equipment provided by the association. Paragraph 3b to read, to persons or bodies participating in its organisation, including elected and co-opted members, active volunteers assisting with production of Chatterbox recordings, reserve readers, the patron of the association, and, at the discretion of the committee, regular providers of material for use in non-commercial Chatterbox recordings. The committee shall have an absolute discretion to refuse to accept any person or body and need give no reason for that for such refusal. Paragraph 4 and paragraphs 4A, 4B and 4C to read, 4. The committee, who shall also be trustees of the association, consists of 14 members who shall be elected annually at the annual general meeting, at least one of whom shall have a visual or associated disability and be a recipient of the talking newspaper recordings. A. The following officers shall be appointed annually by the committee at their first meeting after the AGM. Chair, Vice Chair, Secretary, Treasurer, Technical Officer. B. The committee shall appoint annually any of Commercial Recordings Officer, Property Officer, Health and Safety Officer, Volunteers Officer, Administration Officer, Public Relations Officer, and such other officers as they may think fit. C. The committee shall have power to co-opt four suitable persons, provided that they shall have no voting rights at committee meetings. Paragraph 5 to read. The annual general meeting of the association, or AGM, shall be held in the month of March every year. The meeting may be held in person or electronically, as the committee shall decide. Every member shall receive not less than 14 days' notice of such meeting by post or electronic means. An extraordinary meeting may be convened by the secretary upon request by the committee, or three members of the committee, or three members of the association, upon similar notice given by post or electronic means. Requests must state the business to be considered at the meeting. The meeting may be held in person or by electronic means, as the committee shall decide. Paragraph 6 to read. At the AGM, or an extraordinary meeting, every member entitled to vote, including the chair, shall have one vote, and in the case of equality, the chair shall have a second or casting vote. Members who are unable to attend may provide a proxy vote in advance of the meeting to the chair or to the secretary, which proxy vote must be endorsed as valid by the secretary. No business shall be transacted at any general meeting unless a quorum is present. A quorum is 5% of members present and entitled to vote, and includes those members voting by proxy. Paragraph 7 to read. The committee shall meet once every 3 months, and additionally as the committee shall decide. The meeting may be held in person or by electronic means, as the committee shall decide. Each member of the committee, including the chair, shall have one vote, and in the case of equality of votes, the chair shall have a second or casting vote. No decision shall be made by a meeting of the committee unless a quorum is present. A quorum is the number nearest to one-third of the total number of the members of the committee present and entitled to vote. Paragraph 8 to read. All sums collected shall be handed over to the treasurer, who shall operate such bank and other accounts in the name of the association as the committee shall decide, and the treasurer shall keep accounting records. Checks shall be signed by any two of the following officers: chair, treasurer, administration officer, or such other officer as the committee shall decide. Paragraph 10 to read. Any property purchased by the association shall be vested in the official custodian for charities, or in the names of at least two committee members, as the committee shall decide. Paragraph 11 to read. The committee shall, with such consent as is by law required, deal with the property so vested in them, by way of sale, purchase, mortgage, charge, lease, or otherwise, howsoever as directed by the association. Such direction shall be given by a resolution of members of the association, passed by a majority of the members present at a duly convened meeting of the association, and when so passed, shall in favour of the subsequent sale, purchase, mortgage, charge, lease, or otherwise, be binding upon all members of the association. A certificate signed by the secretary for the time being of the association shall in favour of the purchaser, mortgagee, chargee, lessee, or grantee be conclusive evidence that such direction was duly given. And paragraph 13 to read, these rules may be altered, repealed, or added to by resolution passed by a three-fourths majority of the members of the association who are present or voting by proxy at an AGM or extraordinary meeting convened for that purpose, and of which notice has been served in accordance with Rule 5 upon every member of the association. No alteration or deletion or addition to these rules shall be made, the effect of which would cause the association to cease to be a charity at law.